ಓಂ ನಮಃ ಪ್ರಣವಾರ್ಥಾಯ ಶುದ್ಧಜ್ಞಾನೈಕಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಿರ್ಮಲಾಯ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತಾಯ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಯೇ ನಮಃ. ನಿರಂಜನಂ ನಿತ್ಯಮನಂತರೂಪಂ ಭಕ್ತಾನುಕಂಪಾದ್ಭುತ ವಿಗ್ರಹಂ ವೈ ಈಶಾವತಾರಂ ಪರಮೇಶಮೀಢ್ಯಂ ತಂ ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ಶಿರಸಾ ನಮಾಮಿ. ಯಥಾಗ್ನೇರ್ದಾಹಿಕಾ ಶಕ್ತಿ ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣೇ ಸ್ಥಿತಾ ಹಿಯ ಸರ್ವವಿದ್ಯಾಸ್ವರೂಪಾಂತಾಂ ಸಾರದಾಂ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮ್ಯಹಂ. ಪ್ರಪನ್ನಪಾರಿಜಾತಾಯ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರವೇತ್ರೈಕಪಾಣಯೇ ಜ್ಞಾನಮುದ್ರಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಗೀತಾಂ ಸದುಗೇ ನಮಃ. ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ನ ಜಾಯತೆ ಮ್ರಿಯತೆ ವಾ ಕದಾಚಿತ್ ನಾಯಂ ಭೂತ್ವಾ ಭವಿತಾ ವಾ ನ ಭೂಯಃ. ಅಜೋ ನಿತ್ಯ ಶಾಶ್ವತೋಯಂ ಪುರಾಣೋ ನ ಹನ್ಯತೆ ಹನ್ಯಮಾನೇ ಶರೀರೇ. ಇನ್ ಆರ್ಡರ್ ಟು ರಿಮೂವ್ ದ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಇಗ್ನೋರೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಜನರಲ್ ಹ್ಯುಮ್ಯಾನಿಟಿ, ಭಗವಾನ್ ಈಸ್ ರಿವೀಲಿಂಗ್ ದ ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಅವರ್ ಇಂಡಿವಿಜುವಲ್ ನೇಚರ್. ಆತ್ಮಸ್ವರೂಪ ಈಸ್ ರಿವೀಲ್ಡ್ ರಿಪೀಟೆಡ್ಲಿ. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಸೇಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಈಸ್ ಯು ದಿ ಆತ್ಮ ಈಸ್ ಸತ್ಯವಸ್ತು, ನಿತ್ಯವಸ್ತು, ಅಮೃತವಸ್ತು, ನಿರ್ವಿಕಾರ ವಸ್ತು, ಅಸಂಗವಸ್ತು, ಸರ್ವಗತ ವಸ್ತು. ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ you are all pervasive entity, you are not limited by body, therefore you don't have birth and death, therefore you cannot perform any action, you are immortal in reality. Try to identify yourself with that immortal nature if at all you want to be happy in this life. So in this shloka also Bhagavan negates the vikaratva which is in the form of the modifications, which is in the form of birth and death. Three times he negates in this very shloka itself. One is na jayate mriyate, you don't have birth and you don't have death. Then nayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuyaha. Third one is ajaha nityaha. Why repeatedly he is telling these ideas? Reason is to emphasize the fact that I, the Atma, am not subject to birth and death. Kadachit na jayate, kadachit na mriyate. This Atma never born, never is going to die. What is the reason? I am Atma bhutva abhavita iti na. Unlike the body, this Atman doesn't have the transition from manifestation to non-manifestation. What do you mean by death? This body is there for a time, then it goes into non-manifestation. Then again it takes manifestation, again goes to non-manifestation. So this thing will not apply for consciousness. Bhuyaha va na. That means I am Atma abhutva bhuyaha na bhavita iti na. This Atman does not have the transition from non-manifestation to manifestation. That means birth. Yasmad na jayate, since it doesn't have any birth at all, tasmad ajaha, it is called unborn. Yasmad na mriyate, tasmat nityaha, since it doesn't have death, it is called a nitya vastu, a permanent vastu, or an immortal vastu. Since Bhagavan has negated two ends of the modification, six modifications of the body, we saw jayate, asti, vardhate, viparinamate, apakshiyate, vinashyati. It gets birth and exists for some time. In that existence, temporary existence, it grows, then it modifies, then it decays, and finally it goes back to its panchabhuta. Since he has negated both the ends, it is understood that all the other changes are negated. Without decay there is no death, without change there is no death. But still, in order to imprint these ideas in our mind, Bhagavan repeatedly brings that same ideas and says, Shashvataha. Shashvataha means Shashvat Bhavaha Na Apakshiyate. One of the modification we call as decay. There are two types of decay. One is Dravya Apakshaya, another is Guna Apakshaya. Dravya Apakshaya means the very substance itself decayed, like our hand. Hand gets cut, hand of the body is cut from the body, that is the substantial decay. Then another is attributive decay, like color of the cloth, slowly it fades away. Similarly, the shining of the body also slowly fades away, and all the hairs become grey, and the teeth becomes jolting, and all the knees show that we are existing, you should take care of yourself. Like that, slowly, attribute wise, it is getting decayed. But Atma, being partless, there is no part in Atma, it is all pervasive entity, being partless, being niravayavatvat, dravya apakshaya rahitaha, being partless, it cannot lose anything, because there is no part at all. Where is the question of losing that part? And being attributeless, without attributes, guna apakshaya rahitaha, nirgunatvat, it doesn't have any guna at all, therefore that type of apakshaya also not there. In short, shashvataha means there is no decay at all. Then puranaha, Bhagavan uses the word puranaha, atma is puranaha, pura api navaha, even though it is very old. When atma was created, atma was not at all created, it is beginningless, it is being immortal, it doesn't have birth and death, therefore it doesn't have any origin. Though it was very old, but still it is ever fresh. 1 lakh year before, atma was very fresh, young. Now it has become old, we cannot say. Therefore, pura api navaha, even though it is very old, it is ever fresh without any growth. Therefore, na vardhate, that growth is negated here. Then, na hanyate, hanyamane sharire, it is not subject to any change, in spite of changes happening in the body. It is not subject to any change, in spite of changes happening in the body, na viparinamate. So in short, Bhagavan has negated all the attributes, all the modifications of body in this shloka. Yasmat atma shatvikara rahitaha. Since atma is free from all types of modifications, one who says that I am going to kill, one who says I am killed, both are ignorant. Therefore, O Arjuna, due to ignorance, you consider yourself as a killer and Bhishma as a killed person. Therefore, in order to get away from this suffering of guilt consciousness, one thing you must do, what it is? Veda vinashinan nityam yaye namajam avyayam katham sa purushav partha kanghatayati hantikam. Bhagavan, in this shloka he says, one thing you should do in your life after gaining the human body, what it is? Veda. Veda means janihi, that means you should know. You should know what? Enam atmanam, you should know. Enam atmanam, you should know about the real nature of this atma. What is that real nature? Avinashinam iti vidhi. Avinashinam means marana rahitam, indestructible. Nityam. Nityam means viparinama rahitam, eternal. Ajam, birthless, unborn. And avyayam, without decay, like old age. Know thoroughly the nature of atma. Same idea which was told in the last shloka is again repeated here. Knowing atma involves two stages. One is Every individual is a combination of consciousness and a matter called body-mind complex. Here knowing Atma means we have to separate the consciousness from the body. Consciousness is not the part, property or product of the body. It is a separate entity. And the limitations of the body doesn't limit the Atman. And limitations, time-wise limitation called mortality doesn't make Atman as mortal. Space-wise limitation called that physical form, that also cannot limit the Atman. Like that we have to separate it. Separate the individual from his own body-mind complex. After separating the individual, that means the consciousness, which one I have to identify now? Before coming to Vedanta, the individual is combination of both body-mind complex plus consciousness. He doesn't know that he is a combination of both body-mind complex and the consciousness. He doesn't know anything about consciousness at all. But after coming to Vedanta Shastra introduced certain one particular thing, that consciousness is there. So generally many people don't agree with that there is a separate consciousness which is different from body-mind complex. But if we are fortunate enough, we will have Shraddha in the words of the Bhagavan and Shastra, then initially we agree, okay, let it be consciousness, what is the problem for us? My problem is now, water problem is there, road widening problem is there, what do you want to say by that? Then Shastra says, after separating yourself as a two entity, separate entity, consciousness and body-mind complex, if you identify yourself that all-pervasive consciousness, then all your problems are gone. Where is the question of water problem for all-pervasive entity? Where is the question of hunger or any other suffering in the life? So which one of these I have to identify? So far, due to ignorance, we identified and obsessed with this perishing body. We claimed ourselves as body-mind complex only. But as even when we claim that we are body-mind complex, the destruction belonged to body-mind complex, we attributed to ourselves. Therefore, we had fear of death, fear of mortality and other sufferings. So, if at all we want to be free from fear of death and other sufferings of life, here Shastra says, you should hold on the indestructible, a nitya vastu you should hold on. So, the aim of all spiritual practices and Vedanta Shravanam is to learn to claim myself as consciousness. Understanding academically is easier, but the real shift in identity. As even anybody asks about myself, my immediate reply, even in the midnight when I woke up, somebody asks, who are you? Immediately will tell, I am the son of so and so, father of so and so, having all these problems, having all these degrees, having all these income and loans. This only we used to go on tell to others. Here the shift is, we have to make that identity from the perishing body to the eternal consciousness. So this is a real uphill task, very very difficult. Only a prepared mind can identify itself with the consciousness. There was a barber community. They used to celebrate annual celebration. Generally, barbers community are good in mimicry and drama. So they thought, this year we will celebrate with Ramayana. So one barber was allotted Dasharatha's role, another barber Rama's role, another barber what you call Vishwamitra's role. Like that, one barber was given one role. They were practicing all the dialogues. So nicely they practiced for 1 month. Then finally the drama day, annual celebration day came. Drama was going on. There was a scene, Dasharatha is sitting in his palace, Vishwamitra comes to Dasharatha asking Rama to help him in his yaga. So that was the scene. So Vishwamitra with all proper costumes he came. So as even he came, the Dasharatha had to welcome the Rishi because he's a great Rishi. So the drama actor, the barber told, Aye Vishwamitra ji, cuttinga shavinga. The moment when he told Aye Vishwamitra ji, he was Dasharatha. When he told, please come Vishwamitra ji, he was Dasharatha.
He was identifying with Dasharatha. But suddenly, his own real nature, what it is in this story, what is his real nature? Barber. So as even he saw the beard, long beard and a matted hair of the Vishwamitra, he told, should I do cutting or shaving? So like this, ours also, when we sit in the satsanga, slowly our mind, by the grace of the Lord, our mind goes beyond the body-mind complex. As even we put our chappal, gone. Again, the same body-mind complex comes to us. So this shift from body-mind complex to the real identity, reality called consciousness is the great, great uphill task. For that reason only, Shastra prescribes all the spiritual practices. You have to prepare your mind. It is not an easy joke to shift this consciousness from body-mind complex to all-pervasive consciousness. So therefore, a person is asked to cultivate his mind in the form of renunciation towards the worldly objects. That is why in those days, sannyasis alone were taught all these shlokas. All these ideas were given only for sannyasis. Why? Because the first entrance exam he has to pass. What is that entrance exam? Stand alone. Try to stand alone, at least physically. Don't depend upon your physical survival. Don't depend upon any other body, any other physique. Then when he stands alone, slowly his mind is taken away and his mind is shown that the unreality of this world, the perishability of this world, it was shown. Slowly he get maturity, and by the grace of the Guru and teaching of the Shastra, he gets this wisdom as a real wisdom in his mind. So, like a ocean, this iceberg called body exists for some time, borrowing this existence from the ocean and melts into ocean after some time. After the disappearance of the iceberg also, ocean water continues to exist as it is. This knowledge should come to me. Sri Ramakrishna used to tell, why this knowledge doesn't come very easily to everyone? He used to tell, there are two types of coconut. One is green coconut, another is dry coconut. You cannot take away the coconut from the green coconut, because it is all mixed up. Water is there, and smooth part of coconut is there, the shell is there, everything is mixed up. When you allow the coconut to dry, slowly what happens? All the water portion gets away, and you can hear the sound, gada-gada sound also you can hear. Sri Ramakrishna used to tell. Similarly, our mind should get vairagyam. Without love for Lord, without detachment from the worldly activities. It doesn't mean that we have to run away from our home or duties very next day. Keeping that as an ideal, either in this Janma or in future Janmas, I have to get this wisdom. There is no other way for freedom from suffering of life. When this conviction comes, nasti akritaha kritena, when this conviction comes, then only this knowledge that you are different from body-mind complex becomes the true knowledge in everybody's mind. Therefore, through a constant spiritual practice and through committed Vedanta Shravana Abhyasa, one should assimilate this knowledge. Assimilated knowledge alone makes one free from suffering. Assimilated knowledge alone makes one to identify with consciousness spontaneously and naturally. In Ramana Maharishi's life, he come across a shloka, yatha narasya pramitihi naratvam. Every individual doesn't do any japa. I am human being, I am human being, I am. Do we do japa? Or do we meditate that I am human being, I am human being, I am human being? How natural and spontaneous that identity with human body. Similarly, for a jnani, this identity with consciousness will be very, very natural. Very, very natural and spontaneous. Then what is the advantage of this assimilated knowledge? Bhagavan says, before assimilating this knowledge, we'll know that there is a consciousness, there is God somewhere else hidden in clouds, behind clouds, and he is controlling my life. He has created mosquitoes, he has created all bacteria and viruses. All the time I am getting cough and cold, fever. So I have to propitiate him through puja. Either fear is there or there is an idea of carrot. Either stick or idea of carrot is there. So these ideas will go completely from our mind. When we develop the love for the Lord and when we are committed for Vedanta Shravana, this Atma, the consciousness, will not exist as a third person. God is there. It is third person singular, na? Atma, the consciousness, is somewhere else. So it will be a first person singular. Instead of saying Bhagavan is there, instead of saying consciousness is there somewhere else, I am different from consciousness, he will say I am consciousness. Instead of saying I am different from body, he will say I am consciousness. Instead of saying Atma is akarta, abhokta, I will say I am akarta, I am abhokta, I am a non-doer, I am a nitya vastu, I am satya vastu, I am sarvagataha, I am shatvikara rahitaha. Like that, your entire dialogue will be transformed from the third person to first person singular. Therefore, Bhagavan says here, hey Partha, jnani being akarta, being assimilated, this knowledge, he completely convinced of this knowledge, and jnani being akarta, the purushaha katam hanti, how can he kill somebody? Katam hanti, how can he kill somebody? Then kam hanti, whom he is going to kill? Because in his mind there is no second entity at all. He is all pervasive entity, he is infinite, there is nothing there as reality. Therefore, whom he is going to kill? How can he kill anyone? So purushaha katam ghatayati, kam ghatayati. How a jnani can instigate someone to kill someone, whom he is going to instigate? Here also there is no second entity at all, second real entity at all. Therefore, neither he can kill somebody, nor he can instigate someone to do that killing action. One action is I directly involve in that pursuit. Another is I instigate someone and make sure that action is done. That pursuit is done. Here Bhagavan negates both the things, either indirect or direct action. Jnani cannot do. Kimichan kasya kamaya shariram anusanjare. Brihadaranyaka Upanishad for the same idea. Jnani is neither karta nor karayita. Instigator means a karayita, one who instigates others to do an action. Here the killing action is a representation of all actions. Since context is the Mahabharata war, Bhagavan uses again and again that hanti word. How can you say, so far in the 19th shloka, Bhagavan told Atma is akarta. In the 19th shloka, Bhagavan told Atma is akarta. Yayenam veti hantaram yaschainam manyate hatam ubhautau na vijanitaha nayam Atma hanti na hanyate. Suddenly he says, here, jnani is akarta. How can it be possible when somebody asks? Here, jnani is equal to Atma. He has assimilated this knowledge that I am nothing but the all-pervasive consciousness. Brahma vidhi, Brahma iva bhavati. A knower of medicines doesn't become medicine. Knower of chemicals doesn't become chemical. Knower of law doesn't become law. But knower of Brahman becomes Brahman. Because there the subject matter is different from the person who studies that subject matter. Here the subject matter is about himself. Therefore, there is no gap between the knower and the known. In all other branches of sciences, there is an eternal gap. That knower is different from, doctor is different from medicine, na? Always. Lawyer is different from law. But here, the jnani is not different from the jnaya vastu, that is consciousness. So therefore, here Bhagavan says, mischievously, he replaces Atma and puts jnani there. So that means, whatever facts revealed as the reality of Atma are the facts about myself. That is the relevance for me in my day-to-day life. When I am convinced about that I am all-pervasive entity, where is the question of getting troubled from other members? Where is the question of desire for
anything else, because I am convinced that there is nothing other than me. So when there is no desire, where is the question of suffering? So that is the connection. In the next shloka, Bhagavan is going to talk about the ignorant jiva. What is the fate when a person doesn't know this knowledge? What is his fate?
Vasamsi jirnani yatha vihaya navani grinnati naroparani tatha sharirani vihaya jirnani anyani sanyati navani dehi.
A person who doesn't know that he is all-pervasive entity, naturally is identified with body-mind complex. Naturally, body will go through six modifications, and among six modifications, the last modification is called death. So when body is going to die, he will feel that I am going to die. So therefore, he will have fear of death. Here Bhagavan says, what do you call marana? What do you call death? What do you call punarjanma? Is nothing but giving up your old cloth and taking a fresh cloth. So death and rebirth are like a change of dress. The individual called jiva. When we say an individual, a person, three things are there. One is atma, all pervasive consciousness. Second one is sukshma sharira, or manas, or mind, along with all its samskaras and desires. Third one is physical body. So atma is not going to die, therefore no problem. And this individual sukshma sharira also doesn't have death, because as long as he has not understood that he is all pervasive entity, this sukshma sharira is going to take new bodies again and again. It is going to take new bodies. Therefore, a person should understand that taking birth and going to die is nothing but giving up a dirty cloth and taking a new cloth. Dress is not a part of a person. Dirty and worn out dress is given up, a new one is taken by him. That person doesn't feel bad that he had to change his dress. We don't feel bad that we have to change our dress. In fact, we are happy. So therefore, Arjuna, you should feel happy. You should feel happy of giving up this body for the sake of dharma, for the sake of spiritual practices. When your body is not eligible for any spiritual practices, Bhagavan says, better to give up this. This body is given, human body especially, is given to gain this knowledge only. When you find that you cannot follow dharma or you cannot follow spiritual practices, it doesn't have any value at all. Body has some, human body has some value, because there is a choice, there is a chance of gaining this knowledge. When a person totally declared, I am not for this self-knowledge, Bhagavan says, life itself is a worthless life.
Yatha naraha jirnani vasamsi vihaya.
Like a person who gives up the worn out cloth, aparani navani vasamsi grinnati. Having given up the worn out cloth, worn out and dirty cloth, he goes to green room and takes new cloth.
Tatha dehi jirnani sharirani vihaya anyani navani sharirani sanyati.
Similarly, the dehi, the individual soul, the jivatma, mind with all its samskaras and desires, goes to green room, Bhagavan's green room. In our green room, we will have a lot of cloths. White cloth, striped cloth, check cloth, like that. Varieties of cloth. So one day we can change. In Bhagavan's green room, what type of cloth is there? Donkey one cloth, monkey one cloth, fox another cloth, like these cloths are there. Yama Dharmaraja says, as long as a person doesn't gain this knowledge, he has to come to me again and again.
Neha nanasti kinchana sa mrityo mrityum apnoti ya iha nana iva pashyati.
Whoever sees duality as a real one, whoever doesn't gain this knowledge of
oneness, he has to come to me again and again. So a jiva, you just imagine a jiva passed away, so that jiva goes to Yamadharma Raja's place. There, hey, what happened? No, over. My body, that is my cloth, I have become dirty. Your people have brought me here. What you have done? So according to the ledger, the Chitragupta will show all these ledger. He has told this many lies, he has forged this many checks. So many things he will tell. So according to that, he will give punishment. It is there in the Puranas. What are all suffering in Yamadharma Raja's place? Person is put in the burning oil and fried like fish. Then again he was scrapped. All the like fish they scrap, na? So he was scrapped, then fried in the oil, then put it in the packet like that. Again and again this jiva goes to Yamadharma Raja, and Yamadharma Raja is fed up with giving bodies. How many robes he will give, how many cloths he will give. Just now this fellow has come, again there he is coming, telling that this time also I missed the chance. This time also I missed the chance, what to do? So again get the beating, slappings, and again all goes through all this grabbing and frying. Then take this dog cloth, take this fox cloth, take donkey's cloth, like that one cloth Bhagavan gives. Here Bhagavan says, Tatha dehi jirnani sharirani vihaya anyani navani sharirani sanyati. Sanyati means he holds it, because without body he cannot live. A jiva without body is called a bhuta. Lot of suffering will be there. They cannot express their feelings, and there is no possibility of doing prayaschitta for the papa, because prayaschitta can be done by body only, na? So body should be there. Without house, like a person without house, how much he suffers? One who sleeps on the road, how much he suffers? Similarly, the suffering will be there. Therefore, he is again and again begging for, please give one body, please give one body. How much time it continues? Here Shastra says, as long as this person is tired of taking body. He should become tired. Here Bhagavan uses Sharirani, he says. Bhaguvachana. Bhaguvachana means in plural. So how many Shariras? Plenty. Innumerable. How many time it will go on? It will go on as long as the person doesn't gain this knowledge. Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam, Punarapi Janani, Yathare Shayanam. Iha samsare bahudustare kripaya pare pahi murare. Shankaracharya prays on behalf of this individual. Hey Bhagavan, how many times I will get beatings, chappal beatings? How many times I will be in the jail called my mother's womb? And that womb also, in that jail, full of filth. Full of filth. And the person was not allowed to sit straight. He was put upside down. Full of filth. You imagine a jail which is full of dirty water, and you have to hang yourself upside down. How it will be? 10 months, not one day, 2 days. 10 months this jiva had to go this suffering. While going through all the suffering also, Atma, the Sakshi, is not affected by the suffering at all. In the presence of Atma, all these Sukshma Shariras take many bodies to experience pain and pleasures. What is going to regulate this taking, giving body? Not according to your whims and fancies, not according to Bhagavan's whims and fancies also. There is a karma niyati. Yatha karma, yatha shrutam. Law of karma regulates this constant taking and giving up, taking and giving up, taking and giving up. So punyena punya lokam, papena papa lokam, upabhyam manushya lokam. If a person has done, at least, even if we don't gain this knowledge, at least we should follow certain values in our life, certain dharma in our life. At least punya will come. Because of punya, next janma at least a person will get more satsanga. The very fact that we are all sitting in satsanga, we are all exposed to these, all these higher ideas, means that we have done lot of punya karma. Without doing punya karma, the words like Atma, Sarvagataha, Nityaha, even the words will not enter people's mind. Durlabho manusho degha, dekhinam shanabhanguraha, tatrapi durlabham manye, vaikunta priyadarshanam. Bhagavatam says, how many species are there in the creation? So many jivas who don't get even akriti at all. Akriti means form. Then there are many jivas who have got bacteria, virus, amoeba, that type of akriti. Some have got plant body, some have got animal body. So getting human body is a great punya phala. We have to use this human birth. That is the one idea in the very creation itself. Only human being is given this thinking capacity. No other being has this thinking capacity. No other being, neither animal, nor plant, nor aquatic creatures. Here Bhagavatam says, Durlabho manusho dekaha. Very, very difficult it is. Daivadita. What we have done in our past janma, we don't know. At least now we have got this manusha janma. After getting manusha janma also, getting exposed to these type of ideas, getting satsanga is very, very difficult one. Dehina kshana bhanguraha. When the person is going to die, either by terrorist attack, or by accident, or by other disease, nobody knows. We see the person, next day he is not there. Dehina kshana bhanguraha. Like a bubble in the ocean, any time ready to pop off. Similarly, our human life also. Where is the question of arrogance in this life? Where is the question of arrogance? So many people are arrogant. They are arrogant to that extent that they can negate their own real nature. Whenever they say there is no God, what they do? They negate their own real existence. Therefore, knowing that it is totally under Daivachinam, it is an unseen factor to whom, to which parent we are going to born, in what culture we are going to born. In Afghanistan, if you would have born, what would happen? So Bhagavan has made us to born in this great land, Bharata Varsha, and he gave the Shastra and the Sampradaya and Satsanga also. Tatrapi Durlabham Manye Vaikuntha Priya Darshanam. So getting Satsanga is the highest blessing here, by Shastra says. Tatrapi, first very Janma, human body itself Durlabham. And having hale and healthy body without problem of ears and eyes. Then also getting complete healthy life, at least up to 60 years or 70 years. Because for gaining a degree itself, it goes 30, 35 years. Then marriage, one more round, 50 years. At least last 5, 10 years, our life should be available for this Shastra. And in that time also, Vaikuntha Priya Darshanam Durlabham Manye. Vaikuntha Priya Darshanam means, two meanings are there. Vaikuntaha yasya priyaha. For whom Bhagavan is the dearest one. For every individual there is a word called dearest. It may be money, it may be land, it may be education, it may be spouse or it may be children. But for this person, Vaikuntaha priya darshanaha. For him Bhagavan only the dearest person. And one more meaning is there. One who is the dearest to Bhagavan himself. One who loves Bhagavan as a dearest, one meaning. One who is dearest to Bhagavan. Vaikuntasya Priyadarshanam. Vaikuntaha yasya Priyadarshanam. Vaikuntasya Priyadarshanam. That means, for him, Bhagavan is the dearest. For Bhagavan also, this man is the dearest. Getting that man satsanga is the tatrapi durlabham manye. Sadhu Sangha is the rarest blessing in human life. They have one treasure called this wisdom. They have identified themselves with that immortal nature. There was a person in Mahabharata, he wanted to give his daughter in marriage. So he did not have money. So he thought, if I go to a Raja, I will beg from him. Just those days, Brahmanas used to live with begging in those days. Not now. For Brahmanas, begging was allowed. So he went to Karna. He addressed Karna, "Hey, Sriman." Then Karna told, no, I am not Sriman. Because I am ruling a country which is given by Duryodhana. So therefore, I am not Sriman. Since you have addressed, "Hey, Sriman," you should get begging only from Sriman. Go to Duryodhana. Then he went to Duryodhana. I again addressed, "Hey, Sriman." Duryodhana also told, No, I am not Sriman. Just now my elder brother Yudhishthira established Indraprastha. He is more wealthier than me, so therefore he is Sriman. Please go to him and get begging. So already two places are rejected. So this Brahmana was going, what Yudhishthira will tell, I don't know. What is the problem in addressing Sriman? Sriman means a person who is having wealth. So while going, there was a sadhu sitting on the garbage. As even this Brahmana was crossing the road, the sadhu saw and read his mind. So this fellow is having a difficulty, financial difficulty, so let me help. So he called, "Hey Brahmana, idhar aaiye, come, please come." Then Brahmana saw, only with kaupina and that too sitting on garbage. So how can I go? Then the sadhu told, "Don't hesitate, come, whatever you want I can give, I have that capacity." Then this Brahmana thought, "Oh, I thought he is a dirty man, now he is a madman also. He doesn't have proper clothes to cover his body and he is telling whatever you want I can give." So he did not give importance, he started going to Yudhishthira. Then when he approached Yudhishthira saying that, "Hey Sriman," Yudhishthira also told, "Don't call me as Sriman, because all my Sri is given by Bhagavan Krishna. Because of his grace only I got all this Indraprastha, and say all my wealth is because of Bhagavan Krishna. The actual Sriman is Bhagavan Krishna only, because Sri means Lakshmi, Lakshmi is his wife. Sriman means master of Lakshmi. Who is the master of Lakshmi? Bhagavan Krishna only. Therefore you go." So third place also rejected. So he went to Dwaraka. Then again, now he can address boldly, "Hey Sriman," because Bhagavan cannot say, "I am not Sriman." Then it will amount to disclaiming his wife Sri. So he addressed, "Hey Sriman, please give me," like that. Then Bhagavan also, unfortunately for the Brahmana, he told, "Don't call me Sriman. Don't call me Sriman. Because whatever Sri I have, it is subject to inflation and depletion. It is subject to arrival and departure. And there is one Sri. Ha Sri Amrita Satam. That is one Sri which is with sadhus. When you came, you might have seen one sadhu sitting on the garbage. He called you also. What happened? Though I am the master of Sri Lakshmi Devi, these sadhus have arrested me in their heart. So I am their servant. So I cannot act according to my whims and fancies. When my master, that sadhu, told that, come, I will give, now I cannot give, I am his servant only. I should make sure that my master should give you. Therefore go to him and get the Sri." Then Brahmana told, "Sadhu may have knowledge as Sri Bhagavan, but I want money. I am Artharthi. If I am for Jnana, if I am a Mumukshu, I could have gone there, but I am not a Mumukshu, I am Artharthi only, Bhagavan." Then Bhagavan told, "If sadhus can give the highest spiritual knowledge, won't they able to give these ordinary things? You go there, you will get everything." Here in Upanishad also, Mundaka Upanishad says that even if it is for a worldly purpose, don't go to Bhagavan, because Bhagavan can act according to your karma niyati only. He is like a banker. If you have deposited, he will allow you to withdraw. Or if he finds that you are potentially able person to repay, he may give some OD also, some loan also. But sadhus, they have kept all their treasure and the entire life they have done lot of tapasya. All the punya phala of tapasya, where it will go? You go and serve, you will get whatever you want. But an intelligent man will not go to a king and ask pumpkin. Going to a king, asking pumpkin or asking broomstick, how it will be foolishness. Similarly, going to sadhus, a person should ask only higher wisdom. By that higher wisdom, will my financial problem will go? The person will ask. Shastra says, by that higher wisdom, you will come to understand that you, the all-pervasive entity, cannot have financial problem at all. Understand? You, the all-pervasive entity, cannot have financial problem. You, the all-pervasive entity, cannot have problem from your spouse, cannot have problem from external world, because all are mithya vastus. This wisdom is the highest Sri. So we have to utilize this human birth and struggle for freedom through self-knowledge. If suppose a person misses chances, in Ramayana Valmiki he says, yascha ramam na pashyetu yancha ramam na pashyati nindita bhave loke swatmapyenam vigarhate. He says, one who has not seen Bhagavan Rama, one who is not seen by Bhagavan Rama, both are unfortunate people. Both are unfortunate people. One who doesn't see the Lord, one who is not seen by the Lord. We don't know whether we have seen the Lord or not, isn't it? But we are sure that we are seen by the Lord. That is why Shastra can come to our life. The very fact that Shastra has come shows that Bhagavan has given his Kripa Kataksha. So if a person doesn't have both the blessings, what is there? Nindidasta bhave loke. He will be always criticized by external world. All the people will say, you did this, you did that, you did this, you did that. Even wife and children will say. After 25 years, children will say, what you have done for us? 25 years he was working 12 hours, 13 hours, 15 hours with a hope that I should bring up my children in a proper way. After bringing up also, these children will say, what you have done for us? So, nindidasya bhave loke. Not only that, swatma pyenam vigarhate. Our own individual mind will say, what you have done after gaining this human body, what you have done. Like any animal, you also grown, ate, slept, enjoyed sense pleasures. What is the difference of gaining this human body and the other animal bodies? So, swatma pyenam vigarhate. Therefore, we have to use this human birth for freedom through self-knowledge. Durlabham hi trayam etat daivanugraha etukam manushyatvam mumukshutvam mahapurusha samshayaha. Shankaracharya, in one of his work Viveka Chutamani, he says this. Getting manushyatva, he did not say getting human body, getting humanness, because in human body also there are crows, there are dogs, there are fox, there are donkeys, there are monkeys. So it is very rare for us to see human body with humanness, with all human qualities. So manushyatva means human body with human qualities. Then mumukshutvam, desire for freedom. How many times I will be just tossed from Bhuloka to other lokas and going to again and again green room. Yamadharma Raja's room is called green room. Again and again going, getting beating, getting fried and getting another body, coming back. How many times? So I should get freedom in this life itself. So getting mumukshutva, desire for freedom, is second rarity. And third is, even if a person has the desire for mumukshutva, if he doesn't get guide, if he doesn't get satsanga, shastra sampradaya, then there is a possibility of all misguidance. If you go to Himalayas, you can see so many people with sannyasa cloth. We don't say that they are sannyasis, but they have sannyasa cloth, this akar rao. So one person will be standing on one leg, raising one hand, 10 years, 15 years. When we ask, why you are doing this much? Why? What is the necessity for you to stand in one leg? Bhagavan has given two legs. There was one Chandrasekhar Bharati in Sringeri Mata. An old man came. So this Pithadhipati asked, what happened to your sadhanas? He told, Siddhi Ogaya. Siddhi Ogaya? I have achieved. What you have achieved? I can fly. So Chandrasekhar Bharati Maharaj was very curious to see that. Okay, fly. So this fellow flew, then came down. Then Shankaracharya Bharati asked, how many years you spent for this? He told, I have spent 40 years of tapas. Then Chandrasekhar Bharati told, what a foolish fellow you are. You have wasted 40 years. Instead of that, if you would have done some papa, because of that papa karma, you would have got birth like a bird or crow. If you would have done some sin, you could have get a crow birth or bird birth, so you could have fly. Why you wasted? In Sri Ramakrishna's gospel also, the same incident comes. So he asked a sadhu, Sri Ramakrishna asked, what happened? After 12 years, he was meeting a sadhu. The sadhu told, Siddhi ho gaya. Siddhi ho gaya? What Siddhi ho gaya? Because Siddhi means attained. I have attained. What you attained is the question. What you attained is the question. Whether you attained an immortal thing, knowledge about that immortal thing, whether you have attained love and devotion for the Lord, or you have attained all the other types of perishable things. So the sadhu told, ho gaya. So I can walk on the water. So Sri Ramakrishna told, okay, walk. So this fellow walked and came back, because there was Ganga river flowing. So he walked on the Ganga and came back. Sri Ramakrishna told, how many years you spent? 12 years, Babaji, 12 years I spent. Your tapas is only 25 paise worth, 4 anas worth. You could have given that 4 anas to the boat wala, he could have taken. So after getting desire for freedom, what type of freedom? I am not clear of. What is the meaning of freedom? What do I want actually? Whether it is freedom from the death of the body. Nobody is free from death of the body. Nobody is free. Even Bhagavan's body also is not free from death. It has to go. Any body is anybody, or any body is pancha bhautikam. So what do you mean by freedom? What do you mean by God realization? People have varieties of opinions. Varieties of opinions. Galore. Opinion galore. This you will understand if you go to Uttarakhand. Many people with this sannyasa class, at least in family life, you could have got some chapel beatings and you could have got a vairagya. So leaving that family responsibility also, because in family life there is a one good thing. Certainly you will get beatings. Whether you like or not, somebody will bring and they will offer to you. What age is the question? How much is the question? But beatings are certain. Therefore only Bhagavan says, leave the world either for this knowledge or with this knowledge. Only two types of people are allowed to take sannyasa or leave all the responsibilities of family life. Either leave the world with the knowledge of the oneness, or for the sake of knowledge of oneness. Otherwise, you should stay in the household responsibility only. Because whether you like or not, you will get vairagya there. One time or the other time, in everybody's mind, the question will come, Koham kuta ayataha, kame janani, kome tataha. Whenever he gets beating, he comes to ashrama, Swami, he asks, why this world is created? Generally, we don't answer. We ask, any problem in your home? Then he will tell his Mahabharata, Ramayana, whatever it is. So, world, that's why Bhagavan says, Anityam asukam lokam imam prapya bhajasvamam. He is going to tell in the same Gita, this world is anitya vastu and asuka vastu also. It is both these are characteristics of the world. What is the one duty of human being? Bhajasva mam, mam bhajasva. According to your own capacity, we have to choose our own spiritual practice. And finally, we have to come to this knowledge. Death is the certain thing with every individual. Maranantam tu jivitam. Bhagavan Rama says, Maranantam tu jivitam. Sarve kshayanta nichayaha padananta samuchayaha maranantam tu jivitam. All our wealth is going to be spent by either by ourselves or taken by government or by our son-in-law. All our growth, external growth, is subject to one day or the other day, subject to decay. And ultimately very life is going to end. So keeping this in mind, that's what our Nachiketas, our hero, great Vedantic hero, 8-year-old boy in Kathopanishad, when Yamadharmaraja offered as a substitute for this self-knowledge, he offered a blank check with full of powers, life, enjoyments and the other things. Then one answer he gave, Shobhava Matyasi Adanta Kaitadu Sarvendriyanam Jarayanti Tejaha Api Sarvam Jivitam Alpameva. Therefore, Savaiva Vaha Savan Ritikit. He offered all the beautiful girls, sense pleasures, but still Nachiketas told, no, I don't want anything. Because Api Sarvam Jivitam Alpameva. Whatever may be the span of life, even Brahmaji's lifespan, very, very long lifespan, one day you only will come and tell, please vacate this seat. People say, this life is temporary, I accept. Therefore, I want to enjoy Swami. Life is temporary. Bhagavan is permanent, I accept. Since he is permanent, there is no need for hurry. But my life is temporary. I need wealth. Wealth is impermanent, I agree. Sense pleasures are impermanent, I agree, Swami. Therefore, only I want to enjoy it. So that is called kuyukti. So with satsanga only, a person will use this impermanency as a tool for higher growth. Otherwise, he either becomes sensualist, materialist, or he becomes a fatalist. So our mind should not be diverted towards this path. It should be diverted towards the positive path called spiritual growth. That's what in Ramayana, Bhagavan Rama says, since this life is a impermanent thing, I will use this life only for achieving permanent thing. Only for, either for dharma or for atma jnanam. So similarly, we have to understand the impermanency of this world and we have to find out the permanent thing in our life which fortunately happened to be our own real nature. More details about this, we will see in the next class.
कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय हरये परमात्मने प्रणदक्लेशनाशाय गोविंदाय नमो